All right, well, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. This is episode 13, and I'm David Langiuli.
Hi, everyone. This is Silvia from Barcelona.
Yeah, welcome, Silvia. So I'm so glad you joined us today from Barcelona because you wrote a blog post that we published at the Fundraising Leadership website this week called How to Come Up with a Winning Pitch. So I know this is a topic that you are deeply involved with right now, working with fundraisers and working with entrepreneurs. So I would like to hear from you. And also, I just love the fact that you say in the blog post, like, wake up the zombie. So let's wake up zombies out in our audience here and tell them, like, what's that all about, the zombie?
Yes, we are all zombies. So that's the key message that I wanted to say first. So let's start by saying pitching is not just about blurting your message in a selfish way because you just want to get away from the situation, okay? And right. Pitching is not about becoming a robotic and deliver a pitch that it's been memorized, okay?
Right.
And that usually happens when we become robotic and when we memorize and blurt the pitch, when we are a zombie, okay? Being a zombie means that as individuals, we all have this internal dialogue. Okay. Depending on the internal dialogue that you keep with yourself, you will show up in front of the audience in a way or another. Okay. So many entrepreneurs, I've trained thousands of
people. Let's just back up for 1 second and also remind the audience that a pitch is not throwing a baseball. But what a pitch is really is a conversation and in the nonprofit world, a lot of nonprofit leaders are out there having conversations with prospective donors, current donors, grant makers, people that they need to help them get their mission done. And entrepreneurs also are out there, pitching means like kind of like enrolling people in what they're up to, whatever that is, right? So let's just, because people get like this negative connotation around pitch, like, oh, it's a sales pitch, right?
Yeah.
So let's just like be straight with people. Like, we're pitching all the time, whether you want to call it that or not, right? You are enrolling people in what you're up to, right? Exactly. Is that what you mean by that?
Absolutely. Thank you for this context, because sometimes we take for granted people know what a pitch is. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So we are constantly pitching. We pitch because we're looking for connection. And of course, building this connection means building a relationship. And what I'm saying about pitching is then it's not about blurting, because you're not building a connection. You're not building a relationship that it's a win-win for both parties. So now we're saying more things about it. So one of the limiting beliefs that many entrepreneurs or many people or many fundraisers have start in their minds. These thoughts, this internal dialogue is in many times what stops them from being authentic. Okay.
Right.
And there's many limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough could be one. I don't know, David, if you can think of many.
Well, I think what happens is like I have to look a certain way. I have to speak a certain way. Like whenever you hear that have to, should, it tends not to be authentic, right? Because then you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes or what you think they want to see as opposed to who you are, right? Exactly. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I talk about the zombie. So the first thing before pitching is just check up. What are the thoughts that are present in your mind at that moment that might be stopping you from connecting and building a relationship with the other person? So that's the first thing. So you become aware. I'm nervous. And because I'm nervous, I just want to do a pitch that it's automatic and robotic because I just want to go and run away. Okay.
Right.
So that's the first thing that I always invite, you know, people who pitch to just wait a minute and be aware. For example, I remember one fundraiser. She was always, before delivering the pitch, her face was absolutely red and she could not hide that. It was really clear. So with her, what we did was before, when she was facing the audience, she would just say to the audience, as you can see, my face is all red because this project matters to me. And because it matters, I'm here in front of you. So, so that connects with the audience.
Yeah. Well, I think that we might call that revealing or blurting in a different way, like what is your internal emotional state? So if you're feeling you go into a meeting or you have a group of people that you're pitching an idea to for funding, you might feel a bit nervous. And so I think what you're saying is, what I'm hearing you say is, like, just express that, like, be authentic about your internal state.
Exactly.
The other thing, like you were talking about working with an entrepreneur recently, and you know, entrepreneurs are in the same, you know, nonprofit leaders are entrepreneurial also.
All the time.
Well, yeah. So, you know, they have to be creative and try things and get funding for their projects. So you were talking about this one entrepreneur who, you know, saw someone pitch something and he got, like, deflated by it. And so, like, his internal state was like, not good enough, or, you know, he wanted to look good and avoid looking bad.
Exactly.
And that just derailed him, right?
Yeah. So that's it. So as we are having now this conversation, pitching has to do with being human and accepting that we are human. So before we pitch, we just ask to ourselves, what are the emotions that I'm feeling? Are they serving me to deliver the pitch today? Or are they maybe stopping me from being who I am? And that's a question. Some people breathe so they can connect and be in front of the audience in a better emotional situation. There's lots of techniques that invite our listeners, you know, to consider. The other thing is that the audience is also, they are also zombies. Okay, and then when we pitch, sometimes we take for granted that the audience, they are waiting for us, you know, and that's not right. We gotta check the temperature of the room. We gotta do a lot of work of investigation to know who is gonna be present in that room. What is their background? Are they interested in the topic we're gonna be talking about? What is their need? What is the emotion that is present in that context? Okay, so all this preparation work needs to happen before. So,
well, and let's just say something about preparation. You know, you and I come from a leadership development world where we take a stand for, like, that people are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole, just as they are. And actually, yes, definitely prepare. And if you get in your head about all the stuff you prepared for, you're not going to authentically relate to the person you're with or the audience if it's a larger group. So there is the preparation, and then there's just show up and deliver, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And preparation, as I say, is a crucial part. Yeah. Because we gotta meet the audience where they are and accept the emotions that they're feeling. And the beginning of our pitch, that's why it needs to be so impactful. Because we really gotta catch and gain their attention.
Yeah.
The audience, they keep on thinking and they are constantly being interrupted by internal thoughts. So we gotta take the stand and start the pitch in a way that, wow, you make, you know, people listen to you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's give the audience something to try. You and I talked about this before the getting here on the podcast. And we thought that it might be helpful for, if this is a topic of interest to our audience, for you to actually record yourself doing a 30-second pitch, like record yourself on your video camera and share that with people, some of your colleagues, and see how, like, get some feedback around it. Like, what was good? What was not so good? Was I authentic? Was I nervous? What, you know? So that's the invitation. We're inviting you to actually video record yourself doing a pitch, 30 seconds, right?
Exactly. That's the idea. Just pitch yourself and take this opportunity to get the feedback from your audience. Read the article if you want to know more, because there's more pieces of the pitching technique that we share with you. So
yeah, go for it. Go to fundraisingleadership.org. Take a look at Sylvia's blog post, which was awesome. Sylvia, thanks for sharing that. And now go put this into practice.
Go. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Ciao.